Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic, How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWbooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats: PDF, Mobi for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, Japanese game studios are making their applicants draw in front of them to prove that they don't use generative AI. What's the point when AI will just replace them in the end anyways? I'm also noticing a dozen AI YouTube channels producing a good song every single day. Real musicians can't compete with their outputs. What will these game studios do when AI can instantly develop games without them? In the end, the only thing that's going to matter is telling a compelling original story, something that AI can't copy or imitate. Up next, well, would you look at that? This woman was dating Joe and Lando at the same time in 2023 to 2024. Talk about riding two horses with one ass. Clearly she's for the streets and was monkey branching from one man to the next. So this is where we are, with two grown adult superstars being played by the same girl. Looks like she's loyal to the trophy and not the sports ball player that's attached to it. Number three, I guess this is the reason there are three to four people in the self-checkout area at all times. They pretend to be there just to help you, but what they're really doing is trying to prevent theft. This particular Walmart says their self-checkout is closed due to dishonest people. That's code for we're closed due to shoplifting. This is what happens when you have a low-trust society. Who also remembers 24-hour Walmarts? Dishonest people took those away from us as well. Moving on, inflation has hit every part of the economy, and here's how bad hoflation has gotten. Women like this want a 6-foot-tall gym bro with a 130 IQ that does everything she wants. Imagine being a top 1% man and being with this crater-faced butterface. And she's a real person and not AI-generated. And people wonder why fertility rates are crashing when 99% of women are chasing the same 1% of men. And those guys won't get any of them pregnant or settle down with them. Number five, and many of the women that do have kids also have an OnlyFans page. This one's son gets teased so badly at school that he wants to end himself when they show him unclothed pics of his mother. People say that the OF fallout has begun. The real fallout is going to be when the AI replaces the human models. It's already happening, and the best part is real women won't recognize the fake ones. They'll just see their earnings dwindle down to nothing. So no more boys like this will have to suffer eventually. Up next, here's the difference between if she's your girlfriend versus your wife. I don't know about you, but I like the wife's boobs better, but apparently that doesn't count if she's fat. One guy I knew was with a fat woman like the one on the right, and she left him for an Indian man. I'm sure he'll treat her right instead. I hear that they worship cows. Sure, the wife looks more fun to cuddle with, but everyone will laugh at you if you're married to her. Number seven, here's a truth you can't say. That the median IQ for the black population is 85, 90 for Hispanics and 100 for whites, and 105 for Asian Americans. This is really what defines the education and achievement gaps in each category. The source of this is from Warren in the Know Cambridge Press 2020. Yet this will be seen as racist. How about we figure out a way to put 145 IQ genes from people with them into all populations? Why can't we all be geniuses for a change? Moving on, this woman has a balding man 6 years older than her asking her for a number at the gym, and she rage quit her workout and left. Women hate it when men they perceive to be beneath them ask them out or give them attention. It makes them feel bad and that their own sexual marketplace value is lower than it actually is. She's probably thinking of how she's going to destroy this poor guy's life, or at the very least get him banned from the gym for simply talking to her. Number 9, why does this keep on happening? That men look bad at the age of 30 in the 80s, while being 30 in 2025 you still look pretty good. Young people might look better than our fathers and grandfathers at the same age, but life expectancy is actually falling. People looked older because they did more work outdoors, drank more liquor, and had more actual life stressors. Many young people these days are basement dwellers, and their only responsibility is playing video games and buying Funkos. Up next, and speaking of nice warm basements, in Canada, women in exchange for rent in one of them are offering themselves up in so-called friends with benefits situations for that rent. Is this the future of women? Unfortunately, if you're thinking of setting up an arrangement with a woman like this, most of them are Indian women. This is how crazy the housing market has gotten. But that woman in the picture can easily trick some simp into marrying her and giving her a place to stay. Number 11, speaking of Indian enrichment, this Sikh was found guilty of ending this Australian woman on a remote beach. Yet for some reason, we can't help but bring people like these to the West. This is what happens when you follow the philosophy of economic growth at all costs. I bet when they want to send him to prison, they won't be able to because he will successfully argue that he can't practice his religion in there. He was also working as a nurse. Makes you wonder how many people he ended intentionally at the job. Moving on, Nick Bose, age 28, is dating a model, Ella Elef, age 20. Why is this even news? What's the problem? An 8-year age gap, perhaps? If she was 28 and he was 20, people would call her strong and empowered, but instead he has to be called out for being a perv or something. Older women can't get men their own age, so they try and shame men to stay away from younger women. Yeah, idiots, it's not working. Expect more of this insanity going forward. Number 13, she's complaining because her guy named his side chick Mom in his contacts, and she used to run and give him the phone whenever Mom called. Will someone please retire this man's jersey because he's an all-star athlete? The guy created an effective system, and any guy that wants to cheat can surely put this in his toolbox. I bet this never happened though, and she's just posting it to get some attention and sympathy and have people feel sorry for her. Up next, here's Miss France 2025. Is she really the most beautiful in the country? I haven't been there for 20 years, so maybe she is. But we all know why she won. Because she's black, and this is a message to migrants and their children that they are French too. They're also trying to change the standard of beauty for men, and it's simply not working. We aren't going against our own nature. The real winner, in my opinion, is the woman on the bottom left. Number 15, if you come downstairs at 3 a.m. and you see your girlfriend's friend like this, what would you do? Maybe rub her camel toe with the remote control. But I'm too smart for this. I think your girlfriend put her friend there to test you. Maybe she's hoping you make a move so she can break up with you. It's like what happened with Ben Affleck and his ex-wife when she brought a super hot nanny into the house and Ben ended up cheating with the nanny. All by design, most likely. Moving on, this guy's cat stayed by his side for 21 years, even at graduation. He doesn't know it yet, but that's going to be the most loyal pussy cat he gets in his whole life. Believe it or not, some cats make it into their 30s. I had a hard time believing that cat was 18 or even 21 in the picture on the bottom right, because the cats I've known up at that age were usually very skinny and needed dialysis because their kidney functions were diminished. Must have been quite the heartache when he lost that cat. Number 17, Ella here wonders if men ever reject sex. Yes, if she smells like a cheese factory or is on her period. But you have to be careful because some of them get violent when rejected in such situations. During periods, I'm grossed out and stay away. They usually try and tell me it's no big deal and it's not that much blood and it's all just natural. Yes, because it's natural to stick your family jewels into an open wound. Because you know that makes perfect sense. Up next, here's the difference between the gym in December, January, and February. It's always the New Year's resolution crowd that gives up after a few weeks. If you think this is wild, that crowd in January is in church in December. And in February, they're in the restaurants on Valentine's Day. People always end up following the herd. In March, they're all at the beach for March break. I guess the gyms make most of their money at the beginning of the year. Number 19 looks like Franklin escaped the Diddy party in the nick of time. And it also looks like he learned what happens to Justin Bieber, too. I also found this one a while back where Franklin meets a nice lesbian couple. But he doesn't look as traumatized as he should for the second one. You just know that one of these days AI is going to generate a complete book and not just the cover. Or maybe even a full cartoon. I can't wait. Moving on, 50% of men think that they can safely land an airplane in an emergency without any training. The Sky King took off and did barrel rolls in a plane that wasn't even supposed to be able to do that according to reports. I guess he didn't play Flight Simulator for nothing. Once you get on the radio with air traffic controllers, they could talk you down. A while back, a woman's father died while flying a plane, and she got on the radio and landed safely, and she wasn't even a pilot. Number 21, what's going on here? Why does America have a racial wealth gap where white families have 10 times more money than black ones? Obviously, the white folks stole all that money from hard-working black folks, and it has to be given back. The only explanation we need is this. Imagine being in Sierra Leone in Liberia with an average IQ of 45. It makes Somalians look like geniuses with their 68 IQs. But I think this is wrong because Egypt is higher than that. Up next, remember everyone that the people who force you to get a jab to keep your job let in 17 million unjabbed and unemployed people. Not to mention that our tax dollars also went to them. It was never about public health and it was always about obedience and compliance. The only people that didn't need to get the jab were wealthy enough so they didn't actually need to have a job. The same is going to happen with digital IDs. If you want a job in the future, all of your actions online will need to be monitored. Number 23, this woman is starting to regret her divorce because she's stuck dating depressed dads. The dads are depressed because they were abandoned by women like her. It's ironic, isn't it? Women divorcing their men to marry other men who were also divorced by their wives. And when a woman realizes this and then wants you back, never take her back. The real reason most women can't stand being with themselves is because they can't take accountability for that either. Moving on, what the hell happened to this woman? Looks like really bad plastic surgery. Based on the way she looks now, it's time to call an exorcist because she looks like the spooky version of Mr. Potato Head. This was done in Palm Beach. Also, is it my imagination or did her nose get bigger than before? Or did her face just shrink, making it look bigger now? Maybe they gave her the Princess Vespa special where they gave her old nose back again, like they did in Spaceballs. She really does look like Dee Snider now. Number 25 and the last one looks like the AI bubble is coming closer to bursting. It's inevitable, but no one knows when. China is now refusing to buy NVIDIA chips despite America authorizing the sale of chips to China. It's a sign of weakness on America's part and not strength. If NVIDIA's stock continues to decline, it's going to take down the markets and possibly crash them. Looks like the Orange Man might have been checkmated by the Yellow Man. Only temporarily, of course. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.